The COVID lockdowns may have had unintended benefits. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Dawn Brancati, senior lecturer in the Political Science Department at Yale University, looks into one.
At the outset of the pandemic, non-state actors, such as the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, threatened to use the pandemic to advance their goals, even referring to COVID-19 as a soldier of Allah in its propaganda. In some ways, the pandemic presented an opportunity to armed groups like the Islamic State. By straining countries' budgets and placing additional burdens on security forces to deliver much-needed public health care services, the pandemic threatened to divert resources away from fighting extremism. In our research, however, my colleagues and I found that the pandemic did not generally increase ISIS attacks. Instead, we found that the lockdown measures adopted during the pandemic reduced attacks in Egypt, Iraq, and Syria. The effects were especially large in densely populated areas and areas outside ISIS's base of operations. The lockdowns minimized high-value civilian targets and eliminated the physical cover ISIS relies on for its operations. They also reduced ISIS's revenue, but were not in place long enough to significantly deplete its immense reserves. We only studied ISIS in our research. However, the effects were likely greater for armed groups that operate in more urban areas, that target civilian populations more heavily, and have fewer financial reserves than the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria.
That was Dawn Brancati of Yale University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.